Welcome back, stoners. This is Stoner Talk, and I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, I just want to talk about self-love, you know? I just want to talk about loving thyself. Hold on a second. I really don't even know the name of this, but it's good. Anyways, I just want to talk about living life. You know, stoners, I want to talk about loving thyself. You have to learn to love yourself, because somebody loves you for exactly who you are. You think you're too short? He loves short women. You think you're too tall? He's trying to climb that tree. You know what I'm saying? You think you ugly? He'll suck on your cheekbones and show you off to his niggas, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? We all want somebody to validate who we already think we are. You already know in your mind and in your heart, you're a good person, you're a great person, you're a king and or a queen. So we all are just looking for that one person to validate what we already know about ourselves. The only difference is that without that validation, we feel like what we think is just wrong. And you're not wrong. Everybody here has a talent, a gift, something that God gave you to help you through life a little bit easier. Now, whether you neglect your gift, because you can have some people who can be extraordinary at painting, but he want to be a rapper. Okay, you got somebody who could be an extraordinary rapper, but he want to play basketball. Got some people who's extraordinary athletes who can play basketball, you know, but he want to sit at home and play video games. My point is, when God gives you a gift, it is your job to figure out what that gift is, push through life, and become the beautiful person that he already made you to be. We are all beautiful. We are all stupendously great. It's just that there are only a select few who figure out what God's gift is and utilize it. And that's the people you see who's making millions and billions and famous and doing this and doing that, because they figured out the gift that God gave them and they utilized it. Okay. All you have to do is be yourself. You hear that a lot, right, stoners? You hear that a lot, but it's the truth. Be yourself. And when you're being yourself, you will figure out what your gift is. And once you figure it out, excuse me. Once you figure it out, then the onus is on you. The job is yours to make your life better. Excuse me. To make your life better. And you will be beautiful. I want to take that back. It won't be you will be beautiful. You are beautiful. But at that moment, you will finally realize it. Stoners, when God put you here, he did not put you here to be sad. He did not put you here as the ugly friend. He did not put you here as the loner. He did not put you here for anything other than blissful pleasure. That's what this planet is for. It's for beautiful people to feel blissfully happy. It's the ones out there that don't know their gift, that haven't figured out life yet, that make things bad for themselves and others around them. So that's all I want from my stoners. You know, live life, love life, love yourself, spread love. That's it. I love y'all, stoners. All right. Remember, you are beautiful inside and out. Stoners unite.